America on Tuesday, September 23rd, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, has barred former Central Bank Governor Gideon Gono from filling a parliamentary seat left vacant by the late Senator Kumbirai Kangai.
I can confirm because I didn't see the letter. No one drew my attention to it. Be that as it may, the position of the party is that the question of Gono's going into the Senate.
Pressure is mounting on the cash-strapped Zimbabwe government to settle its huge external debt or risk having its assets seized by companies and individuals owed millions of dollars.
It is an indication of the state of affairs that Zimbabwe has found itself in terms of a failure to properly manage its international obligations.
And President Robert Mugabe today joined the other heads of state and government and leaders from business and civil society to announce new commitments and practical actions to address climate change. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, has barred former Central Bank Governor Gideon Gono from filling a parliamentary seat left vacant by the late Senator Kumbirai Kangai. In a letter written to ZANU-PF Chairman Simon Kayamoyo, ZEC said it disqualified the former boss of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, whose name was forwarded to the commission by his ZANU-PF party, due to the fact that he is not a registered voter in Manicaland province. In the letter dated September 17, 2014, ZEC advised Gono to instead apply to the commission and seek ways to transfer his vote from Harare to Buhera West, as the only practical way around the current difficulty. Studio 7 failed to get a comment from ZEC chairperson Rita Makarau and Gono, who were said to be attending crucial meetings. But ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo tells Studio 7 he was not aware of the ZEC letter and is not willing to discuss the issue in the media before it is discussed by the party's Politburo.
First of all, I can't confirm because I didn't see the letter. No one drew my attention to it. Be that as it may, the position of the party is that the question of Gono's going into the Senate is an internal matter which will be discussed internally. And once we resolve that, to come up with a position of the party. But as I say, I really don't know anything about the letter to the chairman from ZEC. It is possible that it is there. It is possible that it may not be there. But when it, the party will sit down and talk about those things.
But when is the party expected to discuss this Senate?
I don't know. When we have our Politburo, perhaps, but I don't know when we are likely to have a Politburo. But once the matter is raised, it will then be discussed accordingly.
That was ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. For an analysis on this issue, we turned to Election Resource Center Director Tawanda Chimini.
My comment on that would be, at law, naturally, if you look at elective democracy, what is expected is that for one to represent a constituency, a ward, or a province in this case, at the Senate level, one has to be a registered voter in that particular area. In the same way, a member of parliament cannot be a member of parliament of a constituency where he's not registered as a voter. So I think ZEC's interpretation in terms of what should be done is something that reflects what the law probably says.
The commission is advising Mr. Gono to transfer his vote from Harare to Buhera West. Is this possible?
At law, any Zimbabwean is eligible to transfer their vote as long as they can prove, they can give proof of residence that they indeed dwell in the area that they would want to be registered to vote. So the advice from ZEC is pretty much in order again. The question that only arises is, can one transfer a vote on the basis of the fact that a vacancy has been created? I think that should raise concerns. And plus, when you then look at our broader approach to electoral reform, we have been insisting that the law should be clear. Because in instances where the law remains vague, just in this particular case, the law becomes prone to manipulation.
That was the Election Resource Center Director Tawanda Chimini speaking with Studio 7 from Harare.